Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad.
When you do something that's that difficult and that challenging, it requires a lot of downtime.
I'm pleased to present B-Rad Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of 5-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy 3, get 1 free and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine.
I know it's not your favorite subject, but we gotta talk about overtraining. It's extremely important to have a heightened awareness and a constant attention to your stress-rest balance so that you don't make these all-too-common mistakes and plunge into the spirals of overreaching, overtraining, and full-blown burnout. These can compromise the many, many benefits of leading an active, energetic, fit lifestyle. An overly stressful approach can trash all the great benefits where you see improved immune function, body composition, cognitive function, longevity. All these things can be compromised if you overdo it. Now, the path to overtraining is delicate and nuanced, and it can even be true that you feel great, energetic, are performing well, getting faster and getting fitter, but have nevertheless entered a temporary state of what's called overreaching. And that is when you're bathed in stress hormones, you're able to perform, recover, you feel fine, you're not sore, but you are borrowing too much from the bank. Dr. Tommy Wood calls it liquidating your assets. So when you get into that temporary state of overreaching, that's when you want to take corrective action and throw in recovery days, recovery periods of 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, even though you feel fine, then you'll come back stronger and stronger. What happens to most people is fooled by the temporary state of overreaching and the fight or flight hormones, giving them a heightened performance and cognitive function and energy. They continue to march down the path into full-blown overtraining and burnout. So that's the thing that we want to avoid. It's essential to cultivate an intuitive approach to training rather than a robotic, overly scheduled approach. And I talk so much about the importance of intuition. It doesn't mean you just go with the flow every single day. Of course, you can plot out how your week or how your month should look, engage with coaching, or have a team atmosphere where you show up and you're obligated to do whatever the programming is. But there's always ways that you can take control of your decision-making and your energy output so that you can thrive and pull the reins back every time you need to when you start to tiptoe into overreaching and the path to overtraining. So again, overreaching is that precursor to overtraining. It's a chronic elevation of fight or flight hormones, which gives you numerous positive attributes. You feel alert, energized. You wake up the next morning and you're not sore because you're engaged in a mild chronic inflammatory state whereby your muscles feel loose and supple rather than sore and beat up. But it's a trick. It's a ruse because your body's just hanging on, trying so hard to manage the excessive training load that you're delivering to it for the previous 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 6 weeks. So overreaching is time to back off, even though there are a lot of positive performance attributes about it. Here's another thing about the majority of mainstream fitness programming. These are the most popular group exercises, training modalities, things like CrossFit, things like group marathon training programs, most programming from most personal trainers, most programming at the health club where they have a boot camp and group exercise and group cycling. These are very commonly set up to put you into a chronic fight or flight stimulation. The workouts are slightly too strenuous for the vast majority of participants. And also the participant conducts them slightly too frequently with insufficient rest. So there's nothing inherently wrong with a beautifully designed CrossFit workout led by an expert instructor who's been highly trained, more trained than virtually any other fitness professional conducting a group workout. So I don't mean to be slamming CrossFit, but what happens when you show up there 3 or 4 or 5 days a week and then go off into your busy, stressful lifestyle and dabble around with restrictive and stressful dietary strategies like keto or extended fasting while you're trying to perform these pretty darn difficult workouts, that's when you can plunge into a chronic state of excessive fight or flight stimulation. So watch out when you are indulging in this group type of exercise that's set up for you to really get a great workout and a lot of times cover a lot of different fitness aspects or attributes. I call these blended workouts where you're getting a cardiovascular aerobic stimulation because the workout lasts for an hour. You're getting a strength training effect, a resistance training effect because at boot camp you're lifting little dumbbells and then doing body weight resistance exercises, and you're getting a high intensity training stimulation because the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and 11th, and 12th reps are starting to get your heart rate way up into anaerobic, where you're just really, really pushing to the limit to get through the set and doing that numerous times throughout the workout. All told, it's a super full body, all in one fitness workout, perhaps a great balance from a largely sedentary lifestyle pattern. But when you do something that's that difficult and that challenging, it requires a lot of downtime, a lot of recovery type workouts such as walking or yoga or things that are restorative. And that's the part that concerns me that people are missing, where they just want to go and slam a boot camp one day and then do a high intensity spin class the next day. And then perhaps on the weekend, they're going to do something that's also strenuous and difficult, such as a long hike, and everything stacks up to be too much stress and not enough rest. So that is the intro to the concept of overreaching and overtraining, and plenty more content coming to get us straight and focused and keeping that stress-rest balance. Hey ladies! You may have heard me talk about Gainswave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gainswave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gainswave for Her. As with the male Gainswave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels. After a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results with Gainswave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits.
You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhance pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with GainsWave for Her. You visit the website GainsWave.com, GainsWave.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit GainsWave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.